All right, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Firstly, how have human faces evolved over time?
Well, I guess it depends on what time scale you're looking at. If you're looking at centuries or thousands of years, then we're probably not looking at a lot of change. We're looking at more perhaps cultural changes in the way in which people adorn their faces or change their facial expressions, perhaps. But if we're talking in terms of hundreds of thousands of years, then you know we have taken a very different evolutionary pathway to our chimpanzee and bonobo and gorilla and orangutan cousins. Our chins have become more prominent as our jaws have come further back. We've got bigger foreheads. We've got less musculature on our face. You know, our chomping bite is not as strong as a gorilla's bite. And some of that's got to do with sexual selection. Some of that's got to do with natural selection. And it seems that there's currently on human populations, there's some stabilizing selection for the features of the human face that we see today, which is, you know, humans with a chin, no brow ridge, a big forehead.
What do you make of the concept that people have, quote, more modern-looking faces?
Well, the word modern is full of value-laden ideas, right? I would actually suggest that we have very normal-looking faces. If you look at the last 100 years of, say, photography and images, what you tend to see is a more normalizing, more centripetal forces on people trying to adhere to a cultural standard of some form or another. And you see people going to great lengths to get Botox, to get lip fillers, to get that snatched jawline or all sorts of surgical and cosmetic interventions to try and adhere to the images that they're seeing on two-dimensional screens. And I think two-dimensional screens have had a huge impact on the way in which we look at ourselves and the body dysmorphia that comes with that. You know, oh my gosh, my teeth are not as white as those actors' teeth. And, you know, then you go to the dentist and you ask for teeth whitening and veneers and all this sort of stuff that really impacts on the way in which we want to present ourselves in public.
Is that something that would, say, be quite recognizable when you're watching, say, a period-based drama or film?
If you were looking at a period-based drama that was set several centuries ago, I think teeth would be a really easy one to look at because people's dental hygiene was certainly nowhere near what it was like today. There'd be a lot more missing teeth. There'd probably be a few more scars as well, but also very different use of cosmetics. And also people admired very different body types. The Schwarzenegger look, for example, that we see today is very abnormal in the historical sense, because if you look at medieval or even Renaissance paintings, you see much larger body types admired. And so the aesthetics of beauty have changed a lot. And we tend to admire more lean looks today, whereas a few centuries ago, someone who was a bit more plump and voluptuous was much more attractive than the skinny person who may have had a disease like tuberculosis or something else that was much more common in those days.
Do you think technology and the way we perceive the aesthetics of beauty has affected the course of evolution itself?
Technology is having a huge impact on the way we use our facial muscles and the way in which we interact with other people. So, for example, if we spend our life on a smartphone, interacting with people on social media, when we're writing back to a friend, LOL, or we're reacting to a meme and saying LMAO, or we're sending something to someone with the text message ROFL, we're not actually rolling on the floor laughing. We're not actually laughing out loud half the time. We're actually quite neutral or blank on our faces. And so what that means is that we're not training the same kinds of facial signaling and emotional signaling that we would put into practice if that person was right in front of you. If someone was right in front of you and you're looking them in the face and you're having many more frequent interactions with live human beings in your physical presence, you're going to adapt your emotional signaling for the people in your presence. And I suspect that in some ways, our facial expressions have become a little bit dulled by social media, but also I think we've also become a little bit more exaggerated in our emotional signaling, especially when it comes to generating content for online and for two-dimensional smartphone interfaces.
You've mentioned all of these stuff about how the way LOL speak, our short form emoji kind of communication nowadays, despite having a more neutral expression, do you think all of these will affect the way that we will continue to evolve in the future?
Look, I think we have some decisions to make there. And I think it's not about being passive and thinking about and hypothesizing about how these things might affect us in the future. I think it's being much more conscious about where we want to go with this and how much we want this to influence us and how much influence we want to have on it, how much influence we want to have on this very mediated exchange we have with other human beings. You know, if someone texts you a message and then you call them back, that's not a very appropriate response, right? And so there is a certain level of these text-based exchanges that allow us to just carry on with life and streamline some of our daily activities. But we also lose out on some of the personal connections and personal interactions that can really give us perhaps a healthier dose of dopamine and serotonin throughout the day, as opposed to looking for that dopaminergic response so that you can satisfy this addiction that you have to a very mediated lifestyle. And so I think it's about being much more conscious about the addictions that we're perpetuating through wide-scale social media use, smartphone use, and really how much of our social interactions we're offloading onto the internet as opposed to having face-to-face communication.
100%. Thank you, Paul, so much for your time today.